Mikvos Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel Lazech Nishma Shraga Feivel Ben Machol Tzvi. We are now going to be on the topic for a few minutes of Mayim Sheuvim, which comes up a lot in this Masechta. Drawn water, water that was in a keli. If it has three log of drawn water that falls into a mikvah, it can cause problems. If the mikvah had 40 sa'ah already of kosher water, and then drawn water is added, it doesn't impact the mikvah, it's batel in the water, and everything is still fine. But if the mikvah was under 40 sa'ah, and three log of mayim she'uvim end up falling into it, that can cause problems. Three log of water comes out to about 2.25 liters, or basically the equivalent of a 2-liter bottle of water can wreck an entire mikvah of 200 gallons if it's under 200. And so this is an important subject. The Mishnah begins, Safik mayim she'uvim she'tiaru chachamim. In Masechta Taharos, there is a Mishnah that lists a series of cases of Safik that the chachamim declared tahar. One of the cases they listed, this one, Safek Mayim She'uvim She'tiaru Chachamim. The Chachamim said it's Tahar if there's a Safek involving Mayim She'uvim, drawn water. So in Taharos, it doesn't explain what the Safek was. Our Mishnah in Mikvos takes it up. What is this Safek? Safek Naflu, Safek No Laflu. Naflu. If you have a situation where there is a question, a suffix, whether or not your 2-liter bottle of drawn water, your 2-liter Poland Spring bottle, fell into the mikvah in the first place or not, in the case of a mikvah that was under 40 saw, where it would make a difference. So you don't know. Did it fall in? Didn't it fall in? Did it spill over the other side? We don't know. Safik yesh bohem arboim safa, safik ein bohem arboim saw. If you have a suffix, whether the mikvah had 40 saw before the water fell in, or it was under Arboim Sa'ah, in which case your 2-liter bottle just ruined the whole thing. We don't know if the mikvah was already not kosher yet or not. Shnei mikvos, echad yesh bo Arboim Sa'ah ve'echad ein bo. Or, as we've seen in previous Mishnayos, two mikvos are adjoining right next to each other, and one of them has 40 sa'ah already, one of them is under, and so is closed for repairs, and then your 2-liter bottle falls into one of them, but we don't know, nafal echad mehen, eina yodea le'eza mehen nafal. We don't know which one of the mikvahs it fell into. If it fell into the one that was under 40, it ruined the mikvah. If it fell into the one that was over 40, it didn't. So we say, Sveiko Tahar. This is what was meant in Taharos when it said, the Chachamim said, the Safek is Tahar, and we can still add kosher, valid water to the mikvah that was under to make up the 40 sa'ah without it being mayim she'uvim. There's ways you can do it with different pipes and such. Why mipnei sheyesh lo bameh yisla? Because there is a tzad, there is something upon which you can depend. For example, it's possible mayim she'uvim didn't fall in. Or maybe mayim she'uvim fell into the mikvah that had 40 saw. So since each side is equally possible, then you have on which to be matir and you'll let it go. Hayushneim pechusim me'arboim saw. However, if both mikvahs were under 40 sa'ah, and so both of them could have been wrecked by a 2-liter Poland Spring bottle falling in, and we know for sure that the water fell into one of these two not kosher mikvahs, we just don't know which one, sfeiko tameh. Then we have to say that the suffix, the case of doubt, is tameh. Both of them are tameh, because we don't know which one it fell into. She'ein lo bameh yisla, because there's nothing we can hang our hats on. We have no basis to declare either one of them valid, because one is definitely wrecked, and the other one could have been wrecked, and we don't have a certainty, so we have to say that they're both off limits. Mishnah Dalet. Dealing with Mayim She'uvim again, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Revius Mayim She'uvim Batchila, a quarter log of Mayim She'uvim. Now, we've been dealing with 3 log, which is about 2.25 liters. A quarter log, a quarter of 1 log, would be maybe 1/3 of a liter, so it's very little in terms of quantity. We're talking about 24, like almost like a 24-ounce soda bottle. So a revius, a quarter log of drawn water that fell into a bar at the outset, batchila meaning while it was empty, before it had any water in it, and then subsequently 40 sa'ah of rainwater is added on top, poslin es ha-mikvah. It passels the entire mikvah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a quarter log is the minimum in the Torah for a mikvah to immerse needles, to be tovel needles and hooks, which are very, very thin and shallow and don't need a lot of water. The Torah has a much smaller mikvah requirement than we do for these things. And as a result, that quarter log has at the outset, at the tchila, the status of a pusel mikvah. So all of the 40 log that goes in on top, all of the 40 saw that goes in on top, is considered to be added to a pusel mikvah, which is an interesting way of looking at it. Ushlosha lugim al panei hamayim. Now, if on the other hand, you have a valid bor, which has less than 40 sa'a, and 3 log fall in on top, then if it's less than 3 log that falls in, it's still kosher. But once you get to 3 log of mayim she'uvin that falls into a mikvah of under 40 sa'a, as we've been seeing in the halacha in the previous Mishnayos, then the mikvah becomes pusel. So if the water is there first, it's only a quarter log, the pusel mayim she'uvim. If the mayim she'uvim come last, then it has to be 3 log to invalidate. And again, only if the mikvah was under 40 saw in the first place. But chachamim omrim, the chachamim disagree. Bein batchila bein basof, shiuro shlosha lugim. Quarter log never invalidates anything. If you have 3 log of water, the full 2-liter bottle in the bottom, and then 40 saw, less than 40 saw comes in on top, or 40 saw comes in on top, then it's invalidated. Or whether it falls in at the end, if it was less than 40 saw, then it's invalidated. 3 log is the minimum, and we follow the Chachamim's halacha on this. The 3 log, the Ravid says, is a quarter of a hin, which was the minimum libation, the minimum of nesachim of yayin, of wine, brought on behalf of the tzibur. By saying a quarter of a hin is a significant quantity, that proves it for mikvaos, that a quarter of a hin, or 3 log, is a significant quantity for this as well. Other Rishonim say it has to do with how much water you need to wash your head and rov gufo, most of your body. And 3 log of water are considered that. So if you're going to take an absolutely emergency bath, you should use at least a 2-liter bottle worth to wash yourself off, according to the way most of the Rishonim see this.